WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, coming at you live from my cozy little corner of the world, where I am currently battling the Siren Song of a very comfy couch. But hey, that's why we're here, right? To kick those bad habits to the curb and get some serious sleep. Because let's be honest, who actually wants to feel like they've run a marathon every morning? You know that feeling when your brain just won't shut off at night? Thoughts swirling around faster than a hummingbird on caffeine. Yeah, we've all been there. That's anxiety rearing its ugly head, and it loves to keep us up at night. But guess what? You don't have to surrender to the chaos. We're diving into some powerful strategies to conquer the nighttime restlessness and reclaim your serenity. Buckle up, because this is gonna be good. First things first, let's talk about the link between sleep and anxiety. Ever notice how a bad night's sleep amplifies those anxious feelings the next day? It's like rubbing salt on an open wound, right? Well, it turns out that lack of sleep can actually trigger our body's stress response, leading to increased cortisol levels, which is basically your body's alarm bell going off on high alert. This creates a vicious cycle. Anxiety keeps us awake, and lack of sleep fuels more anxiety. We gotta break this thing. Now, here are 5 game-changing strategies to reclaim your sleep and calm that anxious mind. 1. Embrace the power of pre-sleep routines. Think of it like creating a calming ritual before you hit the hay. This could involve dimming the lights an hour or two before bed, reading a good book not on a screen, taking a warm bath, or practicing some gentle stretches. The key is to signal your body that it's time to wind down and transition into sleep mode. 2. Get those worries out of your head and onto paper. Sometimes, our minds are like clutter closets, overflowing with thoughts and anxieties. A great way to declutter? Journaling. Before bed, write down everything that's on your mind, the big stuff, the little stuff, even those random grocery lists you can't seem to shake. This helps to release those worries from your brain, freeing up space for some much-needed relaxation. 3. Mindfulness meditation. Your secret weapon against anxiety. Okay, hear me out. I know what you're thinking, meditation sounds like a bunch of hippie mumbo-jumbo. But trust me on this one. Even just 5 minutes of focused breathing can make a world of difference. There are tons of great apps that guide you through simple meditations. Think of it as training your brain to stay calm and present in the moment, which is exactly what we need when those anxious thoughts start creeping in. 4. Move your body, shake off the stress. Exercise might not seem like the most relaxing activity before bed, but trust me, it can work wonders for anxiety and sleep quality. It's all about finding a gentle form of movement that you enjoy, maybe a light walk around the block, some yoga stretches, or even just dancing to your favorite tunes. Just remember, keep it chill. 5. Ditch the screens before bed. I know, our phones and laptops are practically glued to our hands. But the blue light emitted from these devices can actually disrupt your sleep-wake cycle and make it harder to fall asleep. Aim to put away the screens at least an hour before bedtime. Let's talk about a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, who spends her days juggling work, deadlines, family responsibilities, and the ever-present pressure to have it all. By evening, her mind is racing with TDoS, worries about tomorrow, and that negative feeling that she's not doing enough. She tries to relax by scrolling through social media, which only makes her feel more anxious. Sound familiar? Well, Sarah decides to try out some of these strategies. She starts journaling before bed to release those anxieties. Practices a few minutes of mindful meditation to calm her mind, and replaces screen time with a relaxing bath and a good book. Slowly but surely, she starts to notice a difference. She falls asleep easier, wakes up feeling more refreshed, and even handles the day's challenges with a newfound sense of calmness. The bottom line is this. You deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve to feel calm and in control, even when life throws its curveballs. These strategies aren't just tips, they're tools to empower you to take charge of your mental well-being and create a peaceful sanctuary for yourself, even amidst the chaos of everyday life. So go ahead, try them out. Share your experiences with us on social media or leave a comment below. Let's build a community of calm together, one good night's sleep at a time. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.